Can you talk about the issue of Burkitt or Burkitt-like lymphomas being, you know, misclassified or misdiagnosed?
So if you see cases of classic Burkitt that follow all of the morphologic features are typical, the immunophenotype is typical, the diagnosis then complemented by genetics in most cases is not that difficult. But we realized many years ago that the presence of MYC translocations in a center like where I work at, we would see 5 to 10 cases of classical Burkitt every year. We would see MYC translocations in that subset of DLBCL far more commonly. So MYC as a clinically relevant thing is much more frequent in DLBCL than we see in terms of routine practice in Burkitt lymphoma. So Burkitt lymphoma, when it presents in the typical morphology and phenotype, is not a difficult diagnosis to make. We identified a group of cases many years ago. In 2008, actually, we called them borderline cases that had features intermediate between Burkitt lymphoma and DLBCL. They often were referred to as so-called Burkitt-like lymphoma. And these are the cases where you look at where they're just not garden variety DLBCL, but equally they're not Burkitt lymphoma. They're a little bit of heterogeneity in terms of the morphology. They're not uniform. They're not all beautiful, large, you know, malignant B cells. They're somewhere in between, in the gray zone. And so these were where those terms came from, so-called gray zone or what we used to call Burkitt-like lymphoma. If you look just within those cases that most observers would say fit into something like Burkitt-like lymphoma in the previous era, there's where you would find enriched the cases of double-hit lymphoma. You couldn't explain every case as double-hit, but probably 60 to 70% of those, if we could agree upon cases as Burkitt-like, would actually harbor the translocations. That diagnostic category now will disappear. And what will appear in 2017, as I mentioned in about a month, will be this category of high-grade B-cell lymphoma with translocations of MYC, BCL2, and or BCL6.